Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index was released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics Wednesday, and it's not good. The December CPI report shows a 7% increase since President Trump left office. A 7% increase is a number not seen in nearly 30 years. The president and vice president were in Atlanta, Georgia Tuesday, pushing a partisan bill to nationalize elections in America and doing away with the Senate filibuster rule.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin thinks killing the filibuster is a bad idea.
We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but getting rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Some schools are open, some schools are closed.
While Chicago students will see the inside of a classroom on Wednesday, students in Detroit's public schools could return to their classrooms in 2 weeks. The district says in-person classes are expected to resume by January 24th or 31st. At the latest, the district switched all schools to virtual learning last week due to increasing COVID-19 cases and the city's poor vaccination rate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Kate. Lewis.
Scientists are reporting that COVID-19's alarming Omicron wave may have peaked in Britain and is about to do the same in the United States, at which point cases may start dropping off dramatically. Quote, it's going to come down as fast as it went up, end quote, said Ali Mokdad, a professor of health metric sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. David Heyman, who previously led the World Health Organization's Infectious Disease Department, said Britain was the closest to any country of being out of the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you think anybody has had more influence over our response to this than you have? Do you think it's a great success? Do you think it's a great success what's happened so far? Do you think lockdowns are good for our kids? Do you think we slowed down the death rate? More people have died now under President Biden than did under President Trump. You are the one responsible. You are the architect. You are the lead architect for the response from the government. And now 800,000 people have died.
Right.
Do you think it's a winning success what you've advocated for government?
Senator, first of all, if you look at everything that I said, you accuse me of in a monolithic way telling people what they need to do. Everything that I've said has been in support of the CDC guidelines. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
And you've advocated to make it coercive
and done by mandate.
Right. You've advocated that your infallible opinion be dictated by law.
Senator and Dr. Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, was on Newsmax Tuesday and claimed Dr. Anthony Fauci deflected questions at a Senate hearing earlier in the day.
You know, a couple weeks ago he had an interview where he said that people who question him are questioning science. And the arrogance of that statement just really has stuck with me. So today when we ask him questions, we ask him whether it was appropriate for him to take his $420,000 salary and attack his enemies.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Hey, it is time for the one and only, yes, Dr. George Barna, who joins us now. He is a professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. Good to get past the first part of the holidays. Moving on.
I guess. Yeah, exactly. We survived Thanksgiving and the tryptophane, you know, from, you know, I love cold turkey sandwiches, but it knocks me out. I don't know what it is. I don't recall 10 years ago having this kind of effect on me. I don't know. Am I getting older, or is this a possibility of a new ACU study or something?
All I can tell you is that naps are underrated. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
I agree with you, but boy, I'll tell you this. Anyway, whatever. That aside, you know, we don't want to kill the turkey industry. We got enough things already attacking different elements of our American economy, and the last thing they need to hear from me and you is something that's going to injure the economy all the more. But hey, we're here to talk about mental health issues, and your focus is on millennials. And as I was reading this study, I'm thinking, wow, this almost applies across the board. I understand we're talking about, you know, the young people that are affected, but this seems to be, and if I might say, a modern-day pandemic or the mental health issues that just about every demographic in America is dealing with.
Well, it is true. I mean, when you get rid of the foundation stones of our culture and our lives, and you start looking for new solutions, you start relying on alternative ways of living, it's only natural that new problems are going to spring up. And what we've got throughout the country is people who now don't even remember the old ways, or maybe weren't taught the new ways when we talk about young people. And so they don't have anything to fall back on, so it becomes even scarier. So, right. You know, with our new study showing the skyrocketing levels of mental illness in the country, that's been confirmed by the mental health industry. Yeah, I mean, it is pretty shocking, but it's something that we can't keep turning our backs on.
Exactly. Well, we're seeing the manifestation of some of this mental anxiety, you know, whether we're looking at, you know, congested streets of Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, other parts of the country. And people just want to write that off so quickly. But I think about the next layer. What about the other people who are suffering silently, George?
Well, I mean, that's huge. And then you can layer something else on top of that, which is when you look at all of the people coming over our borders right now from other nations. Many of them are coming with real emotional and mental issues. And I don't say that in any kind of derogatory or pejorative way. It's just the reality of who is drawn to America because they think that it'll be a place that will deal with those things better than their native land has. But that puts even more pressure on our system, which right now is already broken in this area. And so, yeah, I mean, we've got to pay attention.
Well, and you bring up something that is all part of, you know, the Advent Week of Hope. And this is what people are looking to. They're you know, and even some people have been falsely, you know, trying to look to the government for hope as opposed to God. And we're looking for hope in all the wrong places, are we not?
We are, you know, and it's so interesting because one of the reasons why people look to government is because right now we've got an administration that keeps talking about, oh, we'll take care of it. It's going to be free. Don't worry. And, right. And the reality is it's not free when it comes from the government. There are always strings attached. Those institutions are already overwhelmed with what they've been charged to do. They can't take on these new kinds of issues that they're unprepared and underfunded for. And yet the one who will give the free help that people need, God himself, is exactly the one that people are not paying attention to. So we exactly. need to reorient people's attention to go to the real healer.
Yeah, good point there, because it's not like the government has a track record of success on these issues, does it?
No, in fact, you know, in studying this, what we found is that many of the issues that we're faced with in America today is because the government pulled back. You know, they had created a reliance upon government systems. The government pulled back as it's wont to do. You know, it'll serve you, it'll stop serving you, it'll serve you, it'll stop serving you. There's this constant tug of war that goes on with government services. It doesn't make sense for us to become reliant upon government. You never know when it's going to be there. You never know what kind of quality you're going to get. The only one that really provides that kind of quality is God.
Amen. And you said at the opening that we have foregone, you know, tradition. We've ignored lessons of the past. Maybe for these young people, they just haven't heard the lessons experientially. They're not getting anecdotal information, what they're being taught in, sadly, in too many educational institutions across the country, is this faux religion, this empty religion. They're gods that cannot speak. They don't smell. They don't taste. They don't produce anything. They're just there for show and no go, and you know, and it's nothing new, because there's nothing new under the sun, as the wisest man that ever traveled the planet, Solomon himself, noted quite clearly. The other thing is that God clearly said to us that people without vision will cast off restraint, and this is where we are right now. We're in chaos without restraint, without any kind of bumper rails to you know, hold our thinking into some level of proper common sense, or you know, maybe, you know, I guess maybe that's the word, just proper common sense.
Yeah, you know, and one of the great things that Mark Twain once said is common sense ain't. And I think that really kind of
yes.
you know, describes what's going on in America today. What we have is a population of people who are doing what's right in their own eyes. They're failing to,
that's right.
refusing to seek God's wisdom, which is the only real wisdom that exists. And that explains why, for instance, the research is showing that adolescents, people in the 13 to 18-year-old age bracket, 49% of them have one or more types of mental illness that they're wrestling with already in their life. And so, yeah, I mean, this is if there was ever a call or a time for us to turn back to God, to repent of many of the things that got us in these situations, and to rely more and more on him, to the point where we rely solely on him, now is that time.
Yeah, George, and you would think about it, you know, especially us, you know, who have gone through this and we've experienced this. We understand the law of gravity. We understand and appreciate the mistakes that we made. And we have come to know a very loving and forgiving God who extends his grace and mercy. We need to be that voice to these young people. I can only imagine, as a professor, in talking to some of these young kids, as you lay out this data, are you seeing, you know, the light bulbs turning on here?
Slowly. I mean, you know, it's an uphill battle. I mean, even at a, you know, a very devoted Christian campus, such as the one that I'm on, you find that the kids are overwhelmed by all the information from the media. They're still on their screens. That's where they're getting their news about what happens in the world. So they're fighting this daily moment-to-moment battle of trying to reconcile what the world is telling them with what God's Word is telling them, with what God's people are telling them. And so it's still a struggle for them. So it takes time. It takes a lot of investment in the lives of these people. And for parents, you know, and those of us who are grandparents, we have to realize this is a very different battle than our parents had to fight with us. This is one where we've got to be even more invested.
We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us. 3, 2, 1.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
As promised, we're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. George Barna is with us, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, you were just talking about the preponderance of media, faux media information that has become, unfortunately, driven by narrative and by, in some cases, just flat out lies. And it's no wonder that our kids have been persuaded to enter into the realm of that stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar referred to. But it's all just, this fake information, this fake news stuff that's bombarding the kids. And, and I think back when the apostle was poisoned and, they said, wait a minute, this is bad porridge. It's the death of death is in this porridge. Go and get me good porridge. Get me some good stuff here to counteract the bad stuff. And that's what America, I believe, is screaming for right now, or maybe it should be screaming for, and that we're in need of, dire need of, is the pure information, the whole truth and nothing but, to counteract all this faux media stuff that's out there.
Well, it's true. One of the things that I wrestle with students, and then when I go to churches or wherever I'm speaking, and people are asking questions and making statements, the question I have to keep coming back to is, but what is truth? How do you know what truth is? So yes, you've got to do your homework, and don't just take what the media tell you at face value. Don't take what your peers tell you at face value. Dig in deeper, figure it out, but also then compare it to Scripture. Because we know there's only one body of information that is always true, and that is God's Word. So you've got to keep going back and forth between these, finding that point of reconciliation, while at the same time understanding that part of what our culture is about is manipulation. There are people who are looking out for their best interests, and they're not about manipulating you to get there. So you have to become savvy to that. You have to become sensitive to it. Know it when you experience it. Help other friends of yours, other people that you interact with, to learn what you're learning about how some of the things that you thought were truth is not truth. What I find is that often people are scared to admit that because they don't want other people to say, oh my gosh, that person got taken. What an idiot they are. Mm-hmm. We're all idiots. We're all being taken all the time.
Exactly.
Because our natural inclination is to believe what people tell us. We want to believe that other people are good, but the Scriptures tell us, no, they're not. And so, again, we got to keep going back to God's Word and realigning our thinking so that it's in the right place.
Well, that pondersome question, what is truth? I mean, that is what Pontius Pilate asked of Jesus. He's standing in front of truth himself. I just picture this. Every time I think about this, George, he's standing in front of the very truth, the truth of God, and he's asking, what is truth? And, it's just one of those missed moments. And I think, time and again, when you look through human history, these appointed times that God has given us, how dangerous it is when we miss those appointed times. And I think that Pontius Pilate probably something, for him to even ask that question leads me to believe that this was something that he asked of himself, maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up from dead sleep, going, what is truth? And here he is at his appointed time. He's in front of truth and he has no revelation. And so he continues with his chaotic life.
Well, and one of the things that we can say about Pontius Pilate is that, of course, he was filling a position of leadership. And so that's a position of even greater responsibility because your decisions are going to impact the lives of many others. You're going to be taking them down different paths of life. So you better make sure that you know what the truth is so that you're not leading people astray. A few minutes ago, you alluded to Proverbs 29:18. About the fact that when people don't have God's vision as the thing that they're aligning their life to, they throw off restraint. They run wild, depending on the biblical translation you look at.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
That's exactly what leaders have to protect us from doing by making sure that we're not following their personal vision, but that what we're doing is trying to figure out what is God's vision for my life, for my family, for my company, for my school, for my nation, and that's the thing that we line up with. Because if we're pursuing a person's vision, a group's vision, an organization's vision, that's anything other than God's, we're just walking down the wrong path.
You You see, and that idea, George, was what our founding fathers addressed and said must be. The people believed that if you were going to be a leader, then you better be connected to God. If you're not, don't bother to apply. And here we are 250 years later, and we've got these leaders that, and even more so today with the Marxists who have come into our governmental operations, that don't believe in God. They believe in the God of government, not in the God of the universe. It's no wonder that America finds itself where it is today. If we don't have a serious revival and a turning to God, you know, America is done, George.
Well, yeah, and that's always the case, Bill, of course. You know, if you ever get off base, you know, you've got issues. One of the things that I find interesting in our culture today is that language, of course, makes such a big difference. This is one of the big postmodern ideas, is that language is really what determines everything. And so there's been a lot of distortion with our language. And so the fact that we call certain people leaders, even though they don't really lead, they're just manipulating for their own benefit. You look at how many people in this country call themselves Christians. They love that label, but they're not really disciples of Jesus. You look at the idea of science. And so right now we've got people in government who keep talking about, well, we're just following the science. But in point of fact, they're doing exactly the opposite. So we've got to be very conscious of the fact that we are being manipulated. There is a lot of distortion of the facts under the label of truth. We got to be looking at all these labels and being a little more skeptical.
And to your point, I mean, all this distortion, which takes us away from the truth, it is what is amping up the anxiety and depressing, especially the young people. Because it's one thing if you're an adult and you've had a little bit of life under your belt, you can kind of ride this out. But if this is the first wave of disruption, you know, serious disruption that you're dealing with, and you have little to draw back on, it's no wonder that our kids are unhinged right now.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is a domino game. You know, one of the things in this new report is that, okay, so we find this big issue with mental health where 54% of millennials say they're frequently dealing with anxiety, depression, and fear. What we discovered is that radically impacts their relationships, their ability to know people, trust people, love people, interact meaningfully with people. That in turn impacts their career choices and their career performance. I mean, it's an endless cycle here where once you let these things get out of control and you take your eyes off God and all you're doing now is you put your eyes on yourself, where it's like, oh, I'm not feeling well. Well, get your eyes off yourself. Deal with God. Put your energy into the right thing, which is that relationship with God, and that will put things right.
Well, and look at what happens here, as you mentioned, as these young kids have such fear and anxiety, they'd much rather cohabitate than to get married because somehow that's safer, right?
Well, that's the theory here. And I mean, that's one of the things that we're finding is that they're ambivalent about getting married. Fewer of them are getting married. They're getting married later. The marriages are lasting shorter periods of time. They're preferring cohabitation. Almost everyone who does get married these days is cohabited. We find that there's a correlation between that and divorce. They're less interested in having children because it produces more anxiety and pressure in their life. I mean, again, it's just a cycle where we got to get back to, you know, where did all this start?
You know, are we going to see things the way God sees them, or are we going to see them the way the government tells us we're supposed to see things?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, without acknowledging the existence and the authority of God, no wonder anxiety and fear are running rampant. You know, when you have a worldview that believes in things like karma, no wonder you're always looking behind yourself, worrying what's coming after me. It all comes back to worldview. We got to recognize God is God. He's there. He cares. He's involved. We're not God. He created us for his purposes. Let's play our role and enjoy life the way that he intended it to be.
He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Dr. George Barn has been with us. George, thank you as always. Appreciate the time and the insight.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index was released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics Wednesday, and it's not good. The December CPI report shows a 7% increase since President Trump left office. A 7% increase is a number not seen in nearly 30 years. The president and vice president were in Atlanta, Georgia Tuesday, pushing a partisan bill to nationalize elections in America and doing away with the Senate filibuster rule.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin thinks killing the filibuster is a bad idea.
We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but getting rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk about the great resignation, causes and solutions for millions of workers quitting. Nobody's been talking about it. I mean, what is it? What happens that over 4 million people just get up one day and say, that's it, I'm done, I'm quitting? Like, where are they going to go? Are they going to work under the table, the gig economy, you know, new entrepreneurship opportunities that are coming their way? I mean, all kinds of questions come to mind, but yet the government, because they can manipulate those numbers and somehow make it seem to fit into their narrative, want to, you know, not count them anymore. So then we have a lower unemployment number. But there is a lot more to understand about what's going on with this resignation that's happening right before our eyes. Scott Nelson is with us. He's a labor and employment expert, and he's weighing in on the workforce shortage and how it is shaping hiring trends and even affecting this chain distribution process that we've been frustrated over, and that we look out and see these empty shells that the President Biden says that those aren't empty. I mean, that's not happening, you know, just like inflation's not. Move on. You know, we're trying to Jedi everybody over this stuff, but we're not about to ignore our alleged lying eyes as they would want us to. Scott Nelson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, lay it out for us. What's your analysis of this great resignation that's taking place?
Sure. Well, first of all, I think we need to understand the magnitude of it, because this is completely new territory for people. 2021 was the record year for people resigning. Almost 4 million people a month resigned from their jobs. And that accelerated toward the end of the year, especially in October and November, reaching a peak of 4.5 million resigning in November. And this has created a big imbalance in the labor market. As of the end of November, there were 10.6 million job openings, but there were only 7 million unemployed people looking for work.
Yeah, so again, you know, breaking that down, you know, but we've had more jobs than people for a long time, but it seems to be exacerbated, especially when the government came in with their solution and started paying a labor force to go home and get out of the job market. I mean, how much sense does that make?
Well, that did certainly have an effect, and for a number of months. That actually, for the most part, ended in September. But there are a lot of things going on, a lot of reasons why people are resigning. Many of them are actually, in these statistics, they're a little misleading because it doesn't mean all of them are completely leaving the labor force. Many of them are going to better jobs. There is a war for talent being waged right now. You mentioned shortages and supply chain issues and things like that. Well, employers are getting aggressive with hiring because they need employees. So employees have more bargaining power than I have seen in 25 years of practice. But but some employees are leaving the workforce entirely for a number of reasons. One of the biggest is retirement. We can talk more about that. But also people are, they became introspective after this big disruption in their work life with COVID and working from home and all of that stuff. Many people have decided to stay home with kids, especially with the rise of remote learning in the schools where they can't send their kids to school. But also, several are starting businesses. Actually, 5 million small businesses were created between January and November of 2021, which that's a 55% increase over 2019, which was a boom year right before the COVID bust year that was 2020. So people are deciding they want to do something different with their lives, maybe starting a business. And a lot of people are looking for different jobs that allow them to work from home because they've gotten used to it and they like it.
Scott, for that part of the labor force that's staying active and exercising their brains, lauding praises to them. I'm concerned for those people who are maybe a little bit younger that have said, hey, you know what, it's been a rough couple years. The government's been paying me to stay home. I'll just stay home and take advantage of the situation. The impact that this is going to have on their mental acuity, I think, is yet to be determined. We have been sounding the alarm and warnings to the labor force from day one over this, and we still continue to do so because, as you know, when you've been away from work for a while, you lose a little bit of your edge, and it's going to be frustrating for some of these people when it's time for them to get back to work, and they're not operating at the same level that they were, you know, 2 years previous.
You're absolutely right about this. This has disproportionately affected young people and actually people in lower paying jobs who it made sense for them to stay home while they could get paid more money to do so. So, you know, companies do still look at resumes and they still, even though it is an employee's market, they still look for gaps in your resume. And honestly, work is an intense thing. It's meant to be. We work hard. We do the best we can. But if you get out of that for a year or two, it's hard to get back in it.
Yeah, without a doubt, because you don't know what you miss. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when I was in radio sales for many years, I had an old boss that would say, you know, so much happens after 5 o'clock at night. And I can't even tell you how many orders, things, you know, it's like, should I make that last call or not? And in making that last call, it was kind of amazing because usually as it went after 5 o'clock, a lot of people had gone home. You had a little bit more one-on-one time with the decision maker, different type of environment. And the decision maker kind of appreciated that you were a hard worker and that you were willing to put in extra time. Whereas, you know, a lot of my contemporaries, it hit 4:30. And of course, in Southern California with all the traffic, in part, you can't blame them. They said, hey, I'm out of here. I just need to get get, you know, get back to the office, get home, and not deal with the traffic. But, you know, again, in the business world, you know, people appreciate, like you say, they're going to look at your resume, see if there was gaps there. You know, are you a go-getter? Are you the kind of person that should be on the team? Because even though it is right now an employee's market, the employer still needs to hire you, and they want to make sure that at the end of the day that you're an asset to the organization, especially if they're going to be paying you premium dollars to come in, right?
No, that's absolutely right. I think you hit the nail on the head. Talent is what's in demand right now, really. I mean, sure, they need people who have less talent to come in just to fill jobs because employers are sort of desperate right now. But that's not really ideal for anybody. The go-getters are really going to thrive in this market. There is no question about that. So, you know, for example, I mean, wages are going up in just November alone. And when we look at this as 1 month, this really gives you an idea of the enormity of the year. But in November alone, people who stayed with their jobs got 3.2% increase in their compensation. Interestingly, though, with this employees market that I was talking about and employers realizing there's a competitive advantage to hiring away talent right now, job switchers actually did better. Their wages went up 4.3%. So now is a time to go in, you know, make a name for yourself, which may be harder to do, frankly, if you're in a work-from-home environment, but go in, be a go-getter. This is the perfect time to get in and to really have the world as your oyster as far as opportunities, because there are going to be plenty of opportunities if you do a good job, and you know, plenty of cool things like flexibility, work-from-home arrangements. You won't have to worry about that commute that you're talking about. And also, employers are now engaged in nationwide hiring. This is brand new. Typically, if you wanted a job somewhere, you would have to go to that city and apply with a company. Now, companies are hiring people all across the country because they're so desperate for talent, and they're realizing with remote working, they can hire people around the country. Now, not for all jobs, but for some jobs, certainly. So this is letting employees work from a cabin in Montana, beach house in Florida, wherever it is they want to live, and still get big city pay working from home. So great time to be in the workplace right now.
Well, and right now, especially, yes, okay, wages are increasing, but so is inflation. So what you may have gained in a wage increase, inflation is starting to chew that up. And I don't think that there's a forecast that's going to say that this is going to be resolved in the next year or two. This could be with us for a little while because of these policies that have been enacted by this progressive government that we're having to deal with right now. That's the reality. So it is time for you to think smart about the assets that you have and where you can find a great place to excel and to thrive in. We've got more from Scott after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
T
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Continues with us. He is the labor and employment expert, weighing in on the workforce shortage and how it's shaping hiring trends in 2022. No doubt, this is an employee market, especially if you've got the goods. As my old mentor used to say, Scott, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. And I would say that if your bottom line is shining and it stands out, the world is your oyster, right?
You're absolutely correct, Bill.
Yeah, I used to, when I was an adjunct professor in Southern California, I would share with the students a U.S. labor force study and see if this is consistent with your information that you have. But this was a number of years ago, and I think it's still applicable today. It said that if you showed up every day on time, or if you showed up every day for work, just showed up for work every day, you were in the top, like, 25% of the U.S. labor force. If you showed up for work every day on time, you were in the top 10%. Can you imagine? Just showing up for work on time, you're in the top 10% of the U.S. labor force. So right there, you are in the top 10 just by that discipline alone, okay? And it went on to say that if you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, you were in the top 5%. Is that incredible? And then it goes
that
on to say that if you
showed
up. Yeah, and it says if you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, and actually set out to do it, you were in the top 3%. And if you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, set out to do it, actually accomplished it, you were in the top 1%. So it doesn't take a lot to be a standout. And if you are a standout, the dividends are very rich, especially in this environment right now.
Absolutely. Those are great statistics. I had no idea. It makes me feel better about getting to work early in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it goes back to what was it, the admiral for college, you want a university speech that he gave. He told everybody, if you get up for, you should get up for work every, when you get up for out of bed, just make your bed. If you make your bed, that sets the stage for the day. I mean, a simple accomplishment. At least you're starting out with, hey, I completed a task today, and now I can go on with the rest of it. You get off on the right foot as you get out of bed if you make your bed.
That was a great speech. Everyone should listen to that. That was Admiral McRaven, University of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, real simple test. So this is, it's not complicated. And, and I also, you know, as we were closing out the last segment, Scott, and see if you agree with this, is that all talent, you know, I mean, you could be the greatest shining star, but you got to find the right environment where, you know, the chemistry is right for you. For them, it's win-win situation. You're a round peg in a round hole. You're not a round peg in a square hole where you get those friction points and you're annoyed and you just don't. It's just not working, you know, not working for you. So choose wisely and rightly when it comes to a work environment, would you say?
No, I absolutely agree. And that actually brought to mind something that's very important right now that I think some people are missing. I know work from home is really, really popular, but guess what? Who is that really hurting? I mean, there's benefits and there's drawbacks to it. And for some people, it's great. Other people, it's not. Some people want something in between. But young people, people who are just out of school, they want to go to an office. They want to get training. They want to get mentoring. They want to collaborate with colleagues. They want to make a name for themselves in their workplace. And that's a lot harder to do remotely or by Zoom. And frankly, a lot of them don't want to just sit in their apartments on their computer working on work instead of schoolwork. That's not as gratifying to them. So a lot of the people who want to come in the office are the young people right now. And I was one who transferred firms right in the middle of COVID in August 2021. And for law firms, collaboration is very important. I can tell you, I was excited to get here, and it's great. The people are super collaborative. But I can tell you, it's challenging when people are not in the office. They weren't at the office at the time. They are now. But right. It's challenging to get to know people in this work-from-home Zoom call environment because, honestly, Zoom calls are not the same as seeing people in person.
No question. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And you bring up an excellent point here. And, you know, especially like you say, for younger people, because look what's happening. The psychologists are saying that one of the terrible byproducts of COVID is loneliness and isolation. You know, yeah, you may be thriving in your job, but you're lonely. I mean, where do you go? And then, of course, on top of that, you've got a government doing everything they can to raise the fear level to levels of irrationality. It just is devoid of any kind of common sense or reality of, hey, guess what? We're human beings. We are designed to be interrelated. We've got to have that human touch and connection. I mean, even John Naisbitt, 25 years ago in Megatrends, wrote about high tech, high touch. What needs to happen as technology increases, as it increases, there's going to be a greater need for that touch, that personal touch. And I think COVID and this isolation period that we've gone through has exacerbated that need all the more. I mean, so much so, Scott, that when I call a company and a live human being actually answers the phone, I almost don't know what to do with myself. I mean, I just, okay, whatever you want. You know, you guys got it. The fact that there was somebody there to answer the phone is such a relief, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, this has certainly taken a toll on people's mental health. Actually, if you want to have a really interesting discussion about that, talk to a dentist. Because dentists will tell you that there was a gigantic spike in people grinding their teeth. I was one of them. I really didn't have anything to be stressed out about. But, I get maybe a cavity once every 10 years, probably too much personal information there. But
no,
I went
okay.
to the dentist. They said, you had like six cavities. And I'm like,
you're
kidding me. I'm like, you're grinding your teeth. I'm like, really? So, I had to get a mouth guard to sleep at night because there's a lot of stress going on right now. And so I advise companies on a strategic level, and employee mental health issues are a big deal. So companies are really trying to listen to employees, make things comfortable for them, giving them training on mental health issues, getting them training on how to assimilate back into the workplace.
Exactly.
I deal with company policies, too. And I got to tell you, so one of the most interesting changes in company policies, and this reflects everything you're saying about people's mental state and just, being away from work for a while, there was an American Psychological Association study that came out about a year ago, And the average weight gain for the people who gained weight during COVID, it was like close to 20 pounds. I can't remember
exactly
the exact number.
Right. No, I think you're right. It was around there, right?
Yeah. And so that's even affected dress codes and people wanting to come back to work because they've been working in their sweat clothes. They don't, you know, fit into their work clothes anymore, their nice clothes, and they don't want to buy a new wardrobe. So either they don't want to come back to work. This is a real problem when you listen to employees. They either don't want to come back to work or they want a really relaxed dress code in the office now.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to ask the question why and really be in front of it. This is where good management and leadership comes into play, Scott, that it's sensitive to this, that it really is there with the people to understand, you know, what is going on. And, you know, it's just not a simple thing anymore where, okay, I'm a single mom and I've got to worry about getting my kid to school. And now we got all these additional COVID restrictions that come into play. I mean, it is, it's a handful, Scott.
Yes. Absolutely. It's been hard on people.
No, it really has. So how do we, Scott, as we transition through this, and I believe there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm praying to God it's not another train, but that it's it really truly is light at the end of the tunnel that we're going to get there. But it's going to be a gradual transition to some sense of, you might say, new normal or some sense of normalcy to where we can get back. I don't know that we'll ever get back to the way it was, just like after 9/11, you know. Air travel has changed incredibly since then, and there's never. I don't know that we'll ever get back to the way it was before, where we don't have to take half our clothes off to, you know, before we board the plane and go through all this screening process. You know, so I think that we're going to have a little bit of these cautions and these restrictions is something we're just going to have to live with going forward, and we just need to adjust. But meanwhile, that transition, that what I call grief to happiness ratio that we've got in navigate here is going to be quite the challenge for businesses and for business leadership, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And I advise some of the top companies in the country, and they're talking about exactly what you're saying right now, that they're hoping for light at the end of the tunnel this year. I'm not a scientist, but as I understand it, with the latest Omicron wave, it's obviously more contagious, but I think pretty much a lot of people I know have it right now. It's really going around, right. But it's not that bad. So I think, you know, hopefully this thing is going to burn itself out. Now, I've been wrong many times before because I frankly thought we'd be back to work in a couple months the first time this came out. Yeah. So who knows how this is going to play out in the future. But I do think that company executives, C-suite executives, boards of directors I've been talking to, they're looking at this year as to get more of a back to normal, if you will. But will it ever be the same? And I don't think so. Now, every company is different, every employee is different, every job is different. But this whole notion of employees wanting flexibility, companies wanting to recruit nationally, this work from home is going to be here to stay. And that has tremendous repercussions for space planning, for real estate, for where people want to live, for compliance with laws in all different jurisdictions where people are living. It's changing the way people live, work, and commute or not commute. So this is a big change we're seeing that's going to affect things going forward in ways that are going to probably be permanent.
The good side is that we are re-embracing what our grandparents told us all along. You know, if you're sick, stay home, wash your hands, up your hygiene game. I think those are some good positive things there. And, you know, especially if you're sick, because back in the day, Scott, people would come to work and they're sick and go, what the heck are you doing here, man? We've got, you know, we got 80 people here in this building and it's going to, you know, hit at least a third of us. So, you know, get the heck home, you know, don't bring it here. Thanks for sharing. Scott Nelson has been our guest. Scott, thank you so much, the labor and employment expert.
Are you curious about
it.
What might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination.